Well, good. I'm glad to know this intel network is covering the world. Well, your friends in Hawaii probably told you that at a talk that I gave a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned that I'd just come back from West Africa, from Sierra Leone. It was the first time I'd been back in 8 years since we left after the tragedy of all the brutality and the cutting and chopping of arms and legs and all of that. In the 8 years, though, that I've been gone, finally the international community put some attention there, and indeed the largest peacekeeping operation, UN peacekeeping operation of this decade, has been in Sierra Leone. 18,000 UN peacekeepers have been there and have kind of calmed the situation down. Calmed it down to the extent that young men and women are now, from Sierra Leone, taking military medical entrance exams. That people from Sierra Leone are now joining the U.S. Army from Sierra Leone. They're going through the defense attaché, taking medical physicals by the doctor that the U.S. Embassy has, and then are being recruited. And I would say that probably in every country of West Africa and East Africa and South Africa that our military attachés are probably making contact. I don't think they've been signed on as recruiters, but they certainly have plenty of information for young men and women who want to be cannon folk, no, who want to get a green card to come to the United States, although you don't get a green card initially. And in fact, one of the great heroes of our anti-war movement, Camilo Mejia, a young man from Nicaragua, who joined the U.S. military, fought in Iraq once, then went back again and said, I'm not doing this anymore. He was actually in the United States to regularize his immigration status when he finally decided, I've had enough, and he went AWOL, later deserted, and then later came back to say, okay, fine, I'll take my punishment. If punishment is what you want to give me for saying, I will never kill another human being, I will not go to an illegal war. And that young man served 9 months in jail. But he's part of although he was recruited here in America, he was already here. But I think if you've got friends in Central and South America, you ought to be inquiring. Ask around how many people are being recruited out of those countries. And certainly the Pacific Islands, there are countries in the Pacific now that have very few men left. The island of Fiji has had a terrible thing happen. You know, the Fijians had lots of men who, from the Fijian military, were a part of UN peacekeeping missions. The Fijians really were some of the most professional of the militaries that signed up for UN peacekeeping duty. So you have a lot of people who've come back from those duties, went back home to Fiji to live a nice, peaceful life, until the war in Iraq started. And until, because of the great insecurity that we have caused, that everything that happens there has to have security consultants and security personnel to help people move through Baghdad or get out to other places. So they're hiring up and paying big bucks if you're an American or if you're a Brit. You as a private citizen can be hired on by these big security companies and you'll be getting $150,000 to $200,000 for going out there. If you're from Fiji, lots of experience, the recruiters go down there, the civilian companies go down and get these people, these men who have had lots of experience. They don't pay them nearly as much, but it's good pay. So an enormous number of Fijian men who have had prior military experience are now in the Middle East doing security guard work. The younger ones, though, that haven't joined up to the Fijian military are now being recruited by our military and by the British military to come fight our war. So this should not be happening. So wherever you have friends in other parts of the world, write them about it. Ask them to go to their U.S. embassy and ask to talk to the defense attaché and ask that man or woman, what's going on? How many people they've recruited? And is that really right?